Scientists have recently determined that páramos, small, high-elevation ecosystems in the Andes, are the fastest-evolving places on Earth. We're joined now by science writer Carl Zimmer of the New York Times. I'm very pleased to welcome him back to our show today. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do the páramos look like?
They're a very strange place. When people climb up the Andes in the northern part of the mountain range, they rise up out of the jungle and into woodlands, and then eventually the trees disappear, and they are left in these huge grassland-like areas with bogs and sort of strange sort of tree-like plants growing scattered amongst them. It's a very eerie place that naturalists have always been captivated by.
Are there a lot of them? Are they all isolated from each other?
Yeah, the way one biologist described them to me is they're like islands floating above a forest. And you can find them in Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, even a few in Central America and Costa Rica. Basically, wherever you find the mountains, they're high enough that the trees can't grow, you end up with this very unique ecosystem.
Including giant daisy trees. What do they look like?
They're weird. They look like Dr. Seuss drew them. They are in the same group as the daisies that we're familiar with, little flowers, except that they have grown to be as big as trees. And not only that, but they grow these gigantic leaves that then die and sort of coat their sides. So it looks like they're wearing a fur coat. It's totally surreal. And it gives you a sense of how strange these ecosystems are.
In geological terms, have these ecosystems arrived fairly recently?
Absolutely. The Andes are actually pretty young. They're a gigantic mountain range, but it was only a couple million years ago that they pushed up so far that they rose above the tree line. So these ecosystems couldn't have existed before maybe 2 or 3 million years ago.
Now, you mentioned that the daisy trees were unique to these ecosystems. Have other species also turned up that we haven't seen anywhere else?
Yes, one of the things that makes these places really remarkable is that you find a huge number of species, especially of plants, that you don't find anywhere else, over 3,000 species. And bear in mind, these páramos, if you put them all together, they're only about as big as the state of Maryland. So we're not talking about a huge area, but they're full of these plant species that are found nowhere else. I mean, for example, St. John's wort, which people may be familiar with, there are 300 species or so worldwide. 80 of those species are only found in the páramos.
Well, when you say evolution runs faster in the páramos, what does that mean? Is this similar to the Galapagos, where Charles Darwin observed finches?
Yeah, it is like the Galapagos, except it's even more so. I mean, basically, the páramos didn't exist until 2 or 3 million years ago, and at that point, species came in and started colonizing it. So they may have come up from the lowlands right around the mountains, or perhaps seeds were carried by birds and dropped down on these places, and then they started to evolve. And scientists have measured that evolution by how fast they spin off new species, and it turns out to be the fastest evolving place on Earth.
Do we have any theories as to why? Is it because of their isolation, because of climate, because of the animals that are there?
Well, you know, in biology, a lot of time the answer is all of the above, and that's the case here. It's a weird, extreme place. So on the one hand, it's great if you're a plant because you get tropical sunlight all year round. It's fantastic. It's like summer every day. Unfortunately, at night, it's like winter. It's incredibly cold. The UV rays are really intense. There are all sorts of other challenges that you face when you are trying to survive. And there are lots of different ways of dealing with those challenges. And so what's been happening is that the species have been evolving all sorts of clever solutions. So those giant daisies we were talking about, these tree-like daisies, those leaves actually protect them from the UV rays. They also grow very strange white hairs that bounce the light away as well. So, you know, and the leaves also protect them from the heat. So there are all these solutions that apparently are being evolved up there.
What can the páramos teach us about how evolution operates elsewhere on the planet?
Well, there are a number of places around the world where evolution seems to be going in overdrive. So, for example, you mentioned the Galapagos Islands. Hawaii is actually a place where you're getting huge numbers of species over the past couple million years just popping out.
Because they're so young again? Is it? Are all these places younger than other parts of the world?
They are, yeah. And youth is not necessarily the issue. I mean, you certainly can know for sure that species aren't very old if the island that they're on didn't exist a couple million years ago. But it's a good question. Is it just the youth? It may be in a lot of cases just be that a new ecosystem has been created and there's a big rush in and a lot of diversification. That's one possible explanation. But then there are other places, like in South Africa, for example. There are certain small regions where there are just amazing numbers of species of plants that have been evolving very fast. And South Africa has been around for billions of years. So it's not exactly clear why it's going so fast there. But there are these evolution hotspots that scientists are finding.
2 weeks ago, we spoke with a scientist about the coelacanth, the prehistoric fish that has barely changed in 380 million years. And I was wondering why evolution runs at different speeds in different places. Shouldn't all of nature run on a fairly similar clock?
No, there's no requirement that evolution run at one set speed. Evolution is it unfolds due to the environment that species find themselves in. And so, sometimes species are well adapted to their environment. In some cases, they're not. Sometimes they're evolving fast in some respects and not in others. So coelacanths look a lot like they did hundreds of millions of years ago, but if you actually look at their molecular biology, they're actually evolving fairly fast. So it's a complicated story about how fast evolution happens.
Well, how can we even time the speed? Would somebody who'd been in one of these páramos 20 years ago see big differences today?
No, it's not that kind of a speed, of course. We have to step back and look at this in terms of, geological time. Species take thousands, even millions of years to split apart from each other. You have to, because nobody was there 2 million years ago, you can't rely on eyewitnesses. So one thing you can do is you can look at the DNA of these species. So two closely related species are going to have very similar DNA, but you can see mutations that separate them. And those mutations sort of accumulate at a pretty regular rate, and you can use that as a clock.
Carl Zimmer is a science writer at the New York Times. He wrote recently about páramos, and we thought that we would try to find out a little more. And I thank you so much for being on our show.
Well, thank you very much.